Okay, today's daf is Chof Tes. So the Mishnah on the bottom of Chof Tes on the base says the Mishnah, La Yomer Adam Matabach Shkoli Bedin or Basar. If you want to get meat from the butcher on Yontif, you're not allowed to tell the butcher, weigh out for me one dinner's worth of meat, by value, by mentioning an amount of money. I will Shaykh al Machalik Beneim. But the butcher just checks it without them working it out, and they divide it up, and they'll make a cheshbon later. So the Gemara says straight away, Hecha Ovid. So how do you do it then? If you can't mention amount of money, you don't want to buy a whole behemoth. So how are you going to say? If you can't say, give me 20 bucks worth, so what do you say? Says the Gemara, Kiha de Besura Omri. In Surah they say, Tarta upalgu tarta. They had a... There's a Gemara over here. They had a measurement, so it was so it's by weights, not by dollars. So you're not supposed to mention the dollars, but you can mention a weight. So if you don't want to buy a whole cow, and you don't want to do half a cow either, or a third of a cow, instead of saying 20 bucks, would you say 1 kilo, or half a kilo, or whatever? So that you're allowed to do. And then that was how in Surah they used the standard. The standard chelik of a piece of meat was called a tarta and half a tarta. Benari shomri chalka upalgu chalka. So they had also a certain measurement, which was daf chavtes today, just on the top. We're discussing how are you allowed to buy meat on Yontif. You're not allowed to mention money. You can't tell the butcher I need a certain amount of money of meat. So you can ten bucks worth. You can only so Gemara is explaining how do you do it. And we said on the top of the page that in Surah they would say tarta upalga tarta, which is a measure. They would do it by the weight, by the size, by the kilo. And
how many chalas does something? Oh, matzah does something cost?
Benari shamri chalka upalga chalka. It's the same idea, but they called it a chalka. Pumpadisa amri. Uzia upalga uzia and b'dahar pukayid of a masa mechasti ami riva upalga riva. So these are all different measurements, and the idea is when you go to the butcher on Yomtif, you don't say give me 20 bucks worth. You say give me 10 kilo, 5 kilo, whatever you want to get. Okay, that is that Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Oymar am lachaveira. A person comes to his friend and he wants to buy some liquid measure. So he says to him, Malayli klize. Fill up this cup. Fill up my drink bottle, whatever it is. Avaloi b'mida, but not measure it. The Gemara is going to say, what do you mean by not measuring it? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im hoya kli shel mida. If it's a measuring cup, so even if you don't say, give me however much is in there, but it's got a measuring cup with graduations on it. Yeah, that's specially used for measuring. Then lo yumalan, and you can't use it anyway. Even if he doesn't say, "Give me your liters with," but if he's got a cup and there's a line there that goes 1 liter,
gradations—that's
the word I wanted. Not what did I say? Graduations, close. Then you can't do it. Or Yehuda says you can't do it at all. So Yehuda's stricter. Yeah, Tanakama says you can do it as long as you don't mention that it's a liter, and Yehuda says you can't even use a cup that has those markings on it. So that's the machlokes. Maisa Baba Shaul ben Botnish, the story of Baba Shaul ben Botnish, Shahayom Memali Midoisa Me'erev Yontif. He used to fill up different containers on Erev Yontif and Nason Lekuchas be Yontif to give them to the buyers on Yontif. We'll see in the Gemara exactly why he did that. Baba Shaul Lamer, Af Bemoyed Isaacan Cholomoyed, he did that also. And there's a whole machlokes here whether the words mipnei berurim hamida should be in there, and probably not. But the Gemara is going to discuss it all, so I won't repeat it later. We'll get to it soon. The Chachamim say during the week he did that too because of mitzi hamidas. We'll see what's mitzi hamidas. There's two things: beruri hamidas, where things get stuck on the wall, and things depending on what sort of liquid it is, it's either things get stuck or things stay on the bottom when you pour it out. So he didn't want to rip people off. So we'll see in a minute what the Gemara says. Says the Gemara, first of all, the Tanakama said, you can tell your friend, fill up this cup for me, avaloi b'mida, but not with a measure. What do you mean, my avaloi b'mida? What do you mean, not with a measure? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, What he means to say is, you can tell him to fill up this kli, but not a vessel, not a container, which is a measuring container. But if it's something which you could use for measuring, in other words, you've never used it yet for measuring, but it's your backup. If something happens to your measuring cup, then you would use this one as your backup, even though you never used it yet. Then you're malena, then you can use it. So the vessel which everyone sees is the one that you normally use for measuring, that you cannot use. But one which you've got as a backup, which you've never yet used, that one says a Tana Kama, you're allowed to. So that's the Tana Kama. And the Rabbi Huda comes to Machmir and say that even if you have never used it for measuring, but it's one that is suitable for measuring and it will be used one day, it's a backup, it's the next one off the line when you break this one, etc., then you cannot use it. So that's the Machloikis. So we see Rabbi Huda's Machmir, which is not usually what happens, yeah? Because we had yesterday that Rabbi Yehuda says that you can weigh the meat in the scale, yeah, and you can put on the other side a kli or a kupitz or something, and the Chacham were the ones who said you can't do it. So there we saw Rabbi Yehuda was lenienter when it comes to getting hold of your food and drink for Yontif, yeah, because of Simchas Yontif. So over here we're seeing that Yehuda says you cannot use a measuring thing even if it's a backup measuring cup. So from our Mishnah, we can see that Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's strict and the Chachamim are lenient. But we have learned the opposite. Yesterday we said Rabbi Yehuda, a lot of basar, Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to weigh a piece of meat. That means you can't use the actual, if you have a clump of lead, which is the 10 kilo, 5 kilo, you have weights, which are the actual weights, so everyone agrees you can't use that. But he says you can put something where you know the weight of a different vessel or of an axe or whatever, and you can put it on one side of the scale, you put the meat on the other side of the scale, and you're weighing your meat. And Rabbi Yehuda says you can do that. The Chachamim were the ones who said that you can't do that, because a scale is a scale. So therefore, we see there that Rabbi Yehuda is the one who was lenienter. So how come they swap positions? How come Rabbi Yehuda is strict over here and lenient over there, and Chachamim is the opposite way around? Answers the Gemara to Rabbi Yehuda, like Kasha. I can answer you Rabbi Yehuda's logic. Kasam over there, when he says that you're allowed to use an axe and a kli to measure against your meat is b'she'ene emid lamida. The thing that you are putting on the other side of the scale is not a measuring thing. People don't use axes as their measuring weights. And therefore, even though you're putting it on a scale, but it's not meyuchad, it's not a normal thing that you do. It's a big shinui from what you normally do. And therefore, it's okay. But hacha ba'emid lamida. Over here, you're talking about a cup with measuring gradations on it, etc. And the only thing is that you haven't used it yet. So he says, that's not enough to get you out of it just because you haven't used it yet. It looks like a measuring cup. It smells like a measuring cup. It probably is a measuring cup. And therefore, you cannot use it. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's logic. The Rabbanon, I'm like, what about the Chachamim? The Chachamim also. The Chachamim were strict over by the scales and the lenient over here. Is the Chachamim also, Nami Lekasha Hasam, Ke'avi, Ke'avdim Bechol. If you put meat in a scale, even if the thing on the other side is not the normal weights, you're doing exactly what you do with the meat during the week. On a chol day, you put the meat on the scale. So therefore, we don't let you do it. Aber hacha le'ka'ovi k'da'avdin b'chol. Over here, you're not doing what you do during the week, because this...
The problem is not...
You have to make a shinui. Yeah, when you're going to a shop on Yontif, yeah, to take food and drink, so you're allowed to because it's a chol nefesh, because of Simchas Yontif. But you have to do a shinui, so it should look like it's Yontif. You know, it shouldn't look like it's a normal weekday that you're going shopping. Yeah, when you have Rishon open on Yontif, you make a shinui, don't you? Mm-hmm. You haven't thought of that, have you?
No, they do. They lock the car.
Right.
The shinui is we only accept cash.
Right. Okay, so that is the first way. That's how Yehuda Amar Shmuel explained the Mishnah. Rava Amar, Rava says, no. What does the Mishnah mean when the Tanakhama says he can tell him, fill up this kli of a loib mida, my of a loib mida? What does he mean, but not with measurement? Shalayiska loishem mida. You're not allowed to say, I want a liter's worth. Even if the kli is a liter, but you can tell him, I want this container's worth. I don't want the... You're not allowed to mention the measure. Yeah? But the fact that the container is a measuring cup is not a problem, as long as you don't measure, as long as you don't mention the amount. You're just saying this kli, yeah. So that's more lenient than what Shmuel said, yeah. So he's saying even if it's mamish, your normal measuring cup that you use every day, as long as you don't mention the measure, you know, don't mention the war, and you won't know that it's on. So then you can say it's then it's okay. And Rabbi Yehuda's coming to me machmer again. V'as Rabbi Yehuda lemeimar. That you can't do it if the vessel is a measuring cup. That's the normal measuring cup that he uses. Is again Rabbi Yehuda's machmir. So that's the whole thing. According to Rav, is more lenient than Shmuel. But still, we see that Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's strict. Is vayter fred the Gemara al magabesim chaschantiv. Rabbi Yehuda the chumer rabban lekula. Same question that we asked on the Shmuel's version of the story. We see over here that Rabbi Yehuda is stricter and the chumer more lenienter. But what about the Mishnah yesterday? That's none. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a sheik a lot of them. Yesterday we saw Rabbi Yehuda was more lenient because he said you can put the meat in the scale and have the axe on the kli on the other side. Other ones who say you're not allowed to use a scale at all. Is Alma. So yesterday we see that Rabbi Yehuda lekul over our bottom the chumra. Is again kashid Rabbi Yehuda. So we see again that Rabbi Yehuda has switched from being lenient to being strict, and kashid Rabban Rabbanim because they switched from being strict to being lenient. So the Gemara answers, according to Rava, there's also no kasha. Did Rabbi Yehuda like kasha? It's not a contradiction. Hossam, when does he say you're allowed to use the axe, etc.? You're using something which is not normally used for measuring. It's not a measuring axe. It's just an axe. So then it's okay. But here you're using a cup which is a measuring cup. So then Rabbi Yehuda says he cannot do on Yom Tov. So that makes sense. The Rabbanon, the Mar Namale Kashu, how about the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon also, it's no problem. When you put the meat on the scale, it's the normal thing you do in the week. You put meat on a scale. Over here, when you pour it into the measuring cup, you're not doing like what you do in the weekday. Why not? It's not normal that a person buys things by bringing his cup and saying, fill up this cup. Yeah, normally when you buy something, you go into the shop and you say, give me a liter of milk. You don't say, fill up my cup. So even though it's a measuring cup, it's still different. But just by what he says makes it different. In those days, everyone would go with you bring your bucket. You're measuring. So in other words, if I went to your house, you're my neighbor, yeah, and I need to borrow some milk, so I'd bring my bucket and I'd say, "Could you fill up my bucket with milk?" But if I go to a shop, I don't say, "Fill up my bucket with milk." I say, "I want to buy a liter of milk." That's what I normally do.
Standard measure. Yeah.
So therefore, even though the bucket happens to have a meter measure on it, then it's okay, says the Chachamim. Okay, so that is the Machlekes. Now, further by the two dots, so we had in the Mishnah a Maisa with Abba Sha'ol ben Botnis. What did he do? He filled it up the night before. So what's going on here? So the Tana, first of all, we have a Braisa. Af b'moyer eisekei, he did it a Chol HaMoyer, nei bitul beis HaMedrash. Because he was busy, everybody was busy learning in the day, he didn't want to waste time from learning. So he was the teacher. Yeah, everyone's busy learning, so therefore he was filled up.
He had pre-measured
portions in the night, so he wouldn't have to waste time. He wouldn't have to waste time in the day. Why does it take time in the day? Because he wanted to make it precise, because he was an honest guy. So if you pour it quickly, what happens is it bubbles. And then you're not giving the right size, yeah? If you ask for a liter of SodaStream, yeah? So if you pour it quickly, you're going to get all the bubbles at the top. So you're not really going to get a liter, because once it settles, you'll get less than a liter. So if you want to do it and get the whole liter, what do you have to do? Do it slowly, yeah? If you do it slowly, you're wasting time from the shear. So therefore, he did it the night before. And then it was probably flat the next day, but maybe it wasn't so to stream anyway. Okay, that was Abba Shob and Botnitz. Tana Rabbanu Lina Braisa, Hu Kanas Shloshme Esgar Beyayin Mi Berurei Hamidos. So he was very honest. So what did he do? When he poured out wine to his customers, yeah, so the bits that would be left at the bottom of the barrel, yeah, so it's because it bubbles and you don't get the whole amount. So he actually, and you pull off, Rashi says, that the stuff that comes on the top, you actually remove it because when you're drinking it.
What is it? Like sediment?
Some kind of froth, yeah. So he collected all the extra bits that he didn't sell. In other words, when he sold a measure, he wasn't actually giving the full measure because there were bits that were not sold, not part of it. And similarly, Chaver of Kanzo, his mates, gathered together Shloshmes, Garbi Shem, and 300 barrels of oil, Mimitzah Midas. With oil, Mitzah Midas means the bit that sticks on the side of the barrel. When you pour out oil is very kind of... it's viscous. It's not so viscous. Is what we mean to say. And therefore, some of it, when you pour out a bottle of oil, you're never going to get every drop out. It sticks to the wall or sticks to the sides. You can't get it all out. And therefore, you have stuff left in the bottom. So he collected all the bits that were left in the bottom, which he sort of, the customers didn't end up getting. They wanted to make it hektish and donate it to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gizbar told them, you don't have to do that. Why? Because you're not stealing anything. This is the normal way, yeah? The people who are buying from you, they're not interested. They're not going to get the whole lot. And when you're pouring out the oil, they don't want to stay there for 3 hours waiting for the last drop to come out. They're happy to leave you the last few drops so they can go. So everybody understands that is the normal thing that's going to happen when you buy oil, unless you wait forever for the last drop to fall out. And therefore, it's not stealing when you keep that, because that's the cheshbon that people make in the first place. So you don't have to sort of give it away to Hektish as some kind of a penance, because what you did was not wrong. They said to them, we know, but we don't want to take it. We didn't steal it, but we don't want to take it because really it should belong to the buyers. So the Gizbar said to them, if you want to be strict on yourselves, instead of giving it to the Beis HaMikdash as a better kabayis, just donate it to the local council, yeah, and let them do something that's needed for the public. The Tanya, where do we get this concept from? We learned in a Braisa. Gozal, if a person stole something from the public, he doesn't know who he stole it from. Yeah, let's say he stole from many people. He was a Gazlan, a good one. It was a good one.
On the park bench.
Yeah, or he was stealing for a while and he managed to rip off lots of people and now he doesn't know who he stole. Or if he was a business and he's ripped off his customers, but he doesn't know who all his customers were. So what should he do? And he wants to do tshuva. Yaseh behem tzorchei rabim. He should donate the money for the public good and use that money for something for the public. My niyu, what is that? Omar Rav Chisda, beve shichinu ma'orais, cisterns and wells and caves, desalination plants, place things that you need for storing water, which will be for the public benefit. So that's what you do. So therefore, he says, so they told this Abba Shaul Ben Botnitz, it's the same thing. If you want to be so strict on yourself, you don't want to keep the little bits that were left over that you feel like it's sort of pseudo-stolen, then donate it to the public purse. It's Adbar Rav Chizda Ravana Ukva V'Darash. Rav Chizda said to Rabbana Ukva, he told, he was taking him around, and he made him announce, La'yim deit Adam sa'oren v'yitin ifnei behem te b'yontif. You're not allowed to measure out the barley to give to your animal on Yom Tov. But what you do is you can take the koder, means you make a hole. So what happened was you have a pile of barley nicely bundled up, and you poke a hole in the bundle, in the bale. What's it called? Whatever it's called, and some barley comes out. So that you're allowed to do. You're allowed to feed the animal, just you can't measure it out in the normal manner. Meide tavlim and eisen sekte rossi. But a chef here, nachtim usually means a baker, but here Rashi says nachtim can also refer to in general someone who's preparing food. So a chef, if he has to make the food, he's allowed to measure the spices to put in the dish because it's a recipe. If he doesn't measure it, here he's not measuring it al tzmek chomemkar. Here he's measuring it because he wants it to taste good. Yeah. If you don't measure it and you put in the wrong amount, you're gonna stuff up the recipe, and it's not gonna taste good. Therefore, in that case, he's allowed to measure. So he doesn't spoil his dish. So in that case, you're allowed to measure to get the precise amounts that you need. Amar Abiyami bar Abba Amar Rav. My dedes isha kemach beyamtiv and esenas asaychi sasa. A woman's allowed to measure the flour that she's doing on yamtiv. Presumably, a man is also, and put it into the dough. Kedesha tito challah ba'ayin yofeh. In order to make sure she gives enough challah, because what happens is you have to take challah from the dough that you're making. So if you don't measure it, so your tendency to be a bit scungy. You'll say, it wasn't that much. I'll take a bit less. So therefore, to keep yourself on the proper path, you measure it, make sure at least you don't take too little. Shmuel Amar Asur. Shmuel says you're not allowed to. Fred the Gemara Vatana Rabbi Devei Shmuel, they had a brisa in the yeshiva of Shmuel. These were the brises that were collected by Shmuel himself, who said mutter. So why would Shmuel say Asur? Is Amar Abaya. So Abaya says, Hashad Amar Shmuel Asur. Shmuel himself said, you're not allowed to measure the dough, the flour that goes on the dough. And Tana Devei Shmuel Mutter, but Shmuel himself brought the brisa that says it's mutter. It must be that Shmuel halacha lamaisa slash meinon. That Shmuel wants to tell us that lamaisa, we don't do it. That you're allowed to, that means if someone came to ask a question, then you should tell him not to. But if you see someone doing it, you don't have to stop him, because be'ikar hadin is permitted. But he wanted to be strict, so that people shouldn't be mezalzel on yontif. And therefore, he told people it's asur when really it was mutter. Nowadays, you would say beser nisht, or nishkedai. Tana Rabbana with other Nebrais, ein shainin kemach be'yontif. So shonin means to do it the second time. If you've already sifted the flour yesterday before Yom Tov, and now you want to do it through the sifter a second time, through the sieve, to make it more fine. So you can't do this second sifting on Yom Tov. Mishum Rav Pafias, Rav Yehuda Mesera Amru, shonin, that you can't do the second one, because I guess it makes it better, makes it finer flour if you do it a second time, and therefore it's Eichel Nefesh, and you can do it on Yom Tov. Shavin, everyone agrees that if some pebbles fell in, or some bits of stick, some toothpicks, or something fell into it, some rubbish, that you can do it. Yeah. So we're only talking about where it's already usable the way it is, and they argue, can you do it even finer? But if some more rubbish fell in, everyone agrees you can do it again to get rid of the rubbish. Tani Tana Kama de Ravina, Ein Shanin Kemach BeYamtif, you're not allowed to do the second sifting of the flour on Yamtif, Aval Nofal Tzrere Kisem, but if a stone or a stick fell into it, Bere BeYadoi, you could pull it out by hand. Not just sifting, but you can pull it out by hand. Zamalei, so Ravina says to him, Kol Shkein Da'asa, that's for sure, Asa, the Havalei Keboirer, because then it's Boirer, looks like Boirer, Boirer is an Av Melacha.
You're allowed to be Boirer in Yom Tov, Eichel Nefesh?
You're not allowed to be Boirer. And he says, so Rashi explains, what's the difference? If he's Barakeh, it's also a Melacha. Why is
he taking the good?
Why is he good? No. Yeah, but it's still a Melacha.
No, but... Why? That you're taking the good from the bad?
Merakid.
Oh, you see, that's so good.
No, he's talking about taking the stone out of the flour.
Yeah, but that's the bad.
That's exactly. Boirer.
That's Boirer.
But you can't. Yeah, so you can't do that. So Rash is explaining. So why could it? What's the problem? It's Boirer, but big deal. He's doing it for food. Eichel Nefesh. So why is Boirer no good and Merakid is good? So he says that the one who is not me, he's not doing meraki, but he do it the second time, it's not meraki anymore. Yeah, if you have flour that has already been sifted, then you wouldn't, when you do it the second time, it wouldn't be the malacha of meraki, the malacha derais of meraki, since it's already been sifted. So normally you can't do it, but you could do it for eichel nefesh if there's a stone in it.
If there's a stone in it, then it's
back to square one.
It's no,
first
because
sifting.
I would
second sifting if you're saying you're doing.
I
it
would
to make
say
it
no, no. I think what he's saying is that you don't normally do merakade if there's a stone in it. It's not the normal thing to use a sifter to get stones out. You would use a
stick your hand in and take it.
Yeah, you would, or you take it out. So if you had a fine flour with a stone that fell in it, the normal thing to do would be to take it out. So by putting it in the sifter, you're not doing a normal sifting.
That you you know where the stone is. The stone could have fallen deep.
Yeah,
the only way to get it is with a sifter.
I am assuming that. Yeah. Yeah, so, but the whole, I think the point here is, it's when he says it's bayer, it's not really bayer, it looks like bayer, it looks worse. So what's happening over here? We're talking about something, so the whole thing is, if you could have done it yesterday, so we had the argument about things you could have done yesterday, right? So generally, things that you could have done yesterday, you should have done yesterday. So, therefore, the guy who says you can't do the second sifting because you could have done it yesterday. If something fell on it since yesterday, then you couldn't have done it yesterday because it wasn't. You didn't have the rubbish in there. So when he says havale bera, so what's the whole problem then? You're not really doing anything wrong because be'etzem adin you'd be allowed to do anything here for echol defresh. What's the problem? The problem is it's an extra. Is it too much tircha? Or is it also, does it look like you're doing the way you normally do during the week? So he says, if it's already been sifted once, and you sift it the second time, so according to the one who says you're allowed to, the Papias and Rebbe Meseri, you're allowed to because since everybody can see it's already been sifted, it's not much tircha. So it doesn't look like you're sifting, it just looks like you're throwing it through the sifter again. If there's a stone, you're allowed to do it because you couldn't have done it yesterday because it only fell in there now. But so what's the problem with Beirer? Beirer looks worse. It isn't really worse, it just looks worse. When someone sees you picking things out of the flour by hand, everyone can see that you're doing Beirer. Yeah, when you do sifting through the sifter and it's already been sifted once, even if there's stones in it, it doesn't look like you're doing a malacha. Because it's already fine flour. Yes, there's rubbish in it that people don't necessarily know about, but it doesn't look as bad as being Beirer B'yad. That's the way Rashi explains. Eina Nira, that if a Beirer is Mechzik a Beirer, that means it looks like Beirer, it isn't really Beirer, but the Shoina is an Eina Merakit, Shahanira Shakol Yotze, everyone can see that it's all coming out, and there's no rubbish left. Okay, further in the Gemara, what are we doing? Darash Rava Bar Rav Huna, yeah? Darash Rava Barav Huna Zuti Apitzka Den Ahardor. Rava Barav Huna, the younger, made a speech at the entrance to Nahardor. Shoinin came up by Yomtif that you're allowed to do the second sifting on Yomtif. Amalahu Rav Nachman Puku Vimulei La Abba, go and tell him Shakila Tivusach Vishadiach Chizri. Take your favors. You think you're doing us a favor by making it mutter? Take your favor and go chuck it on the thorns. In other words, Puchazi Kama Mahulta Hajjaman Arda. You can go and see how many sieves are already working. In other words, we already knew it was mutter. You think you're doing us a favor and we should be grateful to you by telling us it's mutter. We already knew that and we're already doing it. Devisa de Rav Yosef Nahala Kimcha Agaba de Mahulta. Rav Yosef's wife, when she was sifting the flour, she turned it upside down and did it on the back. I guess that works. If the holes are still the same holes, then it goes through the other way. So she made a shinui. And he said to his wife, "Hang on, you just make sure I want to have good bread. Don't muck it around. Don't turn things upside down. Just do it properly and make sure that the bread comes out good. In other words, you don't have to make a shuna." He told her, "You're being too machmer." Amar, yeah, Devisa de Rav Ashi, na la kimcha gavad b'soira, and she also did it on the back of the table. There was a certain type of table which had a thing in the middle, which had a container in the middle. So she did it on the back of this to make a shinui. And Omar Ravashi saw his wife making a shinui, and he says, "Hadi don meine," in other words, yeah, the divide, yeah, mandus,
my missus,
yeah, brate de Rami Bar Chama. She is the daughter of Rami Bar Chama. The Rabbi Bar Chama, Morad Uvdahu. Rabbi Bar Chama was a great poisik, and he knew what he was doing. If she didn't see this at home, she wouldn't be doing it. So probably Rabbi Bar Chama paskins that you have to make the shinui. So he didn't stop her like Rabbi Yosef did as well. Says the Mishnah. Yes. Says the Mishnah Viter. You can go to a shopkeeper who you know. Tell him, tenli beitzim, gozim, beminyan, give me a certain number of eggs, a certain number of nuts. Shekein derech balabayis lias moinam asef beisoy. Because that's not business-ish, because those sorts of things you count in your house also, and therefore it's okay. So I can go to Rishon and say, I need four nuts or something. Do you sell four nuts? I don't know if you sell four nuts.
Only if you're a nut, then you've got four nuts.
Tana Rabbanu London a Brisa. Ha'ilichadam Eitzah Roya Rogaletzloi. Similarly, if you want to go to the behemoth store on Yontif, you go to the behemoth store to a guy who knows you, and he'll do whatever you tell him. You tell him, Tenli Gadi Echa, give me a goat, a Tala Echad, or a sheep. Eitzel Tabacha Rogaletzloi. You can go to the butcher that you know. Ve'Omalei Tenli Kafachas. A yarachal, give me one leg of lamb or one hand of lamb. A yarachachas, etzel pata marogel etzlei, the guy who is the bird seller, the bird fatterer shop. Va'emelei tenli terech, and a guy's like, give me one pigeon or one dove. Etzel nachta marogel etzlei, can go to the baker that you know. Va'emelei tenli kikarech, and a gutzkachas, give me a loaf of bread, give me a piece of cake, give me a egichel. Etzel chenveni marogel etzlei, I can go to a shopkeeper that you know. Va'emelei tenli yesrim beitzim, give me 20 eggs. A chamishim a gozim or 50 nuts or a sara forsaken. This is probably a shopping list. I don't know why we need all these examples. 10 peaches, chamishim remaining, 5 pomegranates, the esrig echod, and only one esrig. As long as you don't measure, because that would be the sort of thing that you would do from your mate. So it doesn't look like. It doesn't look like you're shopping, even though you gave that whole list.
Lulav Echod.
Rav Shimon, Elazareb, Ravash, Yask, let's go Mekach. You can't mention the money. Yeah? Even if you mention a measure, you can mention the money. Hajalachain Sodin. Should we start the Mishnah?
No.
Just to,
we
shouldn't start the Mishnah.
No, all right, that's fine.
This specific example. Yeah.